So I am late to this party. It seems that some of the best movies are the ones that I see years after everyone else. But tonight my daughter and I sat down to watch Pixar's Up, which if you haven't seen it, if you're unlucky like me, you need to go see it because it is a beautiful, beautiful movie. It's phenomenal. And there's large parts of it, frankly, that I didn't like very much. And I'm still telling you, you should go see it, and it's phenomenal. The first act of that movie is extraordinary filmmaking. I can't believe it didn't win an Oscar for the first 25 minutes alone. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. The storytelling at work there is brilliant. Everything from the music to the production design to the quality of the color of the animation is extraordinary. And you just simply, like with all Pixar films, forget that what you're watching is animated. The characters created are remarkable. Ed Asner's voice work is pitch perfect. And for once, Roger Ebert points this out in his review, for once the kid in this movie isn't smarter than the adults. But the characters are believable, and the relationship between that old man and his wife, his Ellie, is so beautiful and so wonderful and so painful and so romantic. It's just extraordinary storytelling, and that Pixar can do it again and again and again with no dialogue is just remarkable. And I was thinking about how to put this when I decided to put my thoughts into the phone like this while I'm having a quick drive tonight. I'm trying to understand. I mean, it's too simple and fanboyish to credit Steve Jobs. I mean, his name isn't anywhere on these movies. I guess the credit goes to John Lasseter, and there are people who know more about Pixar and its organizational hierarchy than I do. So they'll be better. I'm sure I'm missing people, but whatever the genius is at Pixar, it's so obvious and so clear, like the genius product design at Apple, that it makes you smack yourself in the head and ask, how come everybody doesn't do it this well? Because it's so simple and so wonderful all the time. I mean, Pixar has never made a bad movie. And as I told you, there were large chunks of Up that I just didn't care for very much. The silliness, once the old man and the boy got to where they were going, and the silliness of the bird, that whole subplot I thought was out of place and unnecessary. If someone had sat me down and said, you're going to like this movie, and showed me, like I said, the first 30 minutes of the movie, I would have been satisfied. And with the moving van, the transportation van at the curb with the two guys from the old age home watching the house float away, and that's enough movie for me. That's enough story for me, because it was perfect. Really just perfect. So anyway, if you haven't seen it, you really should. Pixar's Up. I watched it on demand for free because I have on demand on cable, and it's on Starz Kids. So if you could find it, it's a good one. And that's all I have to say about that.